This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two cars in Miami, clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always this stupid, and you take lessons.
You're despicable.
Right here on the real side. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And thank you, really, seriously, thank you so much for being with us. And I do very much appreciate the time that you spend with us on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting and just engaging, right? Because that's really what it's about. It's about engaging in the process, getting the information you need, be able to make some intelligent decisions. Please don't be spewing the party line, you know, that kind of stuff. Just know. Anyway, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us. I do appreciate the time that you spend, you know, with us on the air and sending us text messages or emails or however it is you get involved. You can head up to the website, realside.com, and buy the book, Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy, all the things that you've been taught to be afraid of, and you know what? You don't have to be. Seriously. You know, or you can buy, you know, be nice if you want the coffee mug. That wouldn't be a bad idea either. That would throw at least 75 cents into my pocket. Hey, it is what it is, right? Anyway, I always appreciate the time you guys spend with us. I really do. And you know, I don't know if you guys caught the last segment or not. You need to go back and get the last hour at some point in time. It'll give you an idea of what California tries to do to us to get the people that live here to get them to do what they want them to do and how they want them to do. Anyway, you know, I wish I had known when I joined the GOP that they were so racist. Really, seriously, did you know this? Because apparently, a Georgetown University sociology professor, Michael Eric Dyson, he declared during a panel discussion, so there was, you know, here was, you talk about being blindsided by some people. So he comes in, he basically says, look, he said, conservatives, you know, if they would stop being so racist, they could dominate. He argued that right-wing people would dominate the U.S. political landscape if they would just get away from racism. Come on, give that some thought. Professor Michael Eric Dyson offered the blanket condemnation of conservatives during a June 22nd discussion. He called the discussion was called The Black Experience in Today's America. It was organized by Washington Center for Internships and Academic Centers. During the event, the academic claimed that if the right wing weren't so racist, then it would be able to exploit a vote-rich terrain that would swing this nation to become more conservative. However, because of their racism, they continue to blow it. Well, he said they continue to disallow themselves to understand what they have in common with minority groups. Now, in a statement to Campus Reform, Dyson elaborated on his argument, claiming that many black people are culturally conservative, even if they're politically progressive. What the heck does that mean? Given the points of moral agreement that many black folks might have with conservative white, these are his words, with conservative white folk, it would behoove white conservatives to forge connections with those black folk of like mind. Does he not run with any conservatives? Because, I don't know, I do that all the time. I know plenty of people that do that, plenty of people from my party that do that. Now, the right wing wasn't the only target of Dyson's rhetoric. During the panel, the academic also slammed President Trump, accusing the commander-in-chief of being a fleshly thesaurus of white supremacy. Again, I say, I wonder if Jackson and Sharpton and the rest of them would give him back all the money that he gave to black organizations. I wonder if they'd give him back the time and resources that he spent in the black communities to try to build them up. And he did. In many cases, he succeeded. So the professore, went on to say, we have a guy who stands up every day to excrete the feces of his moral depravity into a nation. These people are sick. No, I'm serious. I wonder, do you think he went after Maxine Waters the same way? I mean, seriously, think about what she called for. Think about what she told people to do. You know, I was thinking the other day as I was listening to her, I listened to her diatribe for 2 or 3 minutes. Or 2 or 3 times, I'm sorry. Now, one time did she say something like, look, if there's a whole bunch of little kids at the table, don't do it, because, you know, our job is not to scare. I don't mind you scaring adults, but don't be scaring little kids. Never. Not a word. Because they don't care. They really don't care. He went on to say, vicious white supremacy, male supremacy, and both of them are joined in the body of Donald Trump. Howard University professor Greg Carr, who also participated in the discussion, addressed the topic of affirmative action, arguing that if Paul Ryan were black, he wouldn't be in the United States. I mean, the United States House of Representatives. Really? Because there's no black folks in the House of Representatives. Matter of fact, if Greg Carr would do his homework, he would find out it's the Republican Party. It's the conservatives that have always pushed the African-American community into getting involved in politics. Who helped him get involved in politics? Come on, think it through. When you think about the black members of the Senate, the Congress, and other areas, how can he make a statement? See, and you guys on the left, you swallow that garbage. I would have raised my hand right away and said, really? So there's no blacks in Congress? There's no blacks in the Senate? There's no blacks in positions of authority across this country in elected seats? Crazy. Just nuts. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Look, you don't know everything when it comes to your money. That's simple. The David Fisher's going to join us after the break. And, you know, David always speaks in plain, simple English. Help you figure out how to keep the money in your pocket, not to lose it. Keep it safe. Make sure you go out and buy some coffee cans. You'll know why when we come back. I'm Joe Messina, your host.
Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get their free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S. The Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber. Go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own. And only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code radio at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Not that I care, but where is your husband?
Why, he's dead.
I'll bet he's just using that as an excuse.
We are back. You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting and just being part of the conversation. Look, you need to know what's going on with your money. You know, I love having this guy on every week. Pay attention so you know what to do with your bucks.
It's that time of the week again. I always love when David Fisher joins us. because we get so much information from him. And again, like I always say, and I mean it so sincerely, I don't bring people on the show I don't trust. I think if you guys have been paying attention for any length of time, there's been a few vendors I've brought on the show, and then you never hear from them again. Do I have to be obvious as to why? Anyhow, I trust David. I know David. You know, he's got the heart of the person that's calling him, the people he's doing business with. And as I've said to you before, I've had people leave me messages to tell me that when they call David's office, there's no hard sell there. They answer the questions they give you, and you got to get information. I don't care whether you're buying precious metals, whether you're learning or deciding who to vote for. You need to have the information so you know who to vote for. You know the right person to put in office so that everybody in the neighborhood can be at peace. So David Fisher, CEO of Landmark Capital, thanks for being with me. You have your roller coaster hat on, do you?
I have my roller coaster hat on, and I rode my Harley Davidson to work today. No, I don't actually have a motorcycle. I'm just messing with you. I had to talk a little bit, put it out there. We're going to talk about Harley Davidson and the tariffs today. It's because it's been a roller coaster.
Oh, yep. Listen, if I had a Harley, I would get those fake tattoos that you can, you know, you put the sleeve on or you iron, however you put them on, the ones that only last for a while. I'd love to do that just for one week and play that kind of thing. But anyhow, hey, listen, you know, the stocks have been down again late last week and early this week. And, you know, does this have to do with the trade war? Everybody talks about the trade wars. I think it's a ploy by Trump, but that's my own personal opinion. Tell me what you think.
Well, it is as a result directly of trade wars, trade talks, because there's the difference. Washington says we're in a trade negotiations, but Wall Street is saying we're in a trade war. And those are two separate entities saying two separate things. Technically, if you want to get down to the true definition, we are not in a trade war, but we're a week away from it. So, and it looks like pedal to the metal, full speed ahead, to be implementing a trade war. So if this is technically what you call trade talks, imagine, and the markets are reacting the way they are, imagine what it's going to be like moving forward next week when we get in a full-blown trade war. It's not going to be good for the market. So this is because of tariffs. It's not because of the other things we talked about. I mean, let's look at some really positive things. Unemployment at 3.8%. The market should be booming because of that. We had the GDP or growth of the economy come out, and we're hitting on all cylinders, and it's averaging close to 4% now. Yearly, if we continue at the pace we're going. So the Trump administration wanted 3%. We're well above that number.
Wow.
So there's some good news. Corporate earnings are up significantly over the last year, 25%. Those should be a factors that says we're having huge economic growth. The stock market should not be at 24,000. It should be at 30,000 with this environment. But it's not, because there's these trade negotiations going on, which is causing massive uncertainty, which causes people to wonder if they want to play in the market or not. And that's what I mean, play lightly. I mean, invest in the market, because it is now a high risk, high volatile market.
You know, David, I'm looking at it. Harley is threatening or talking about moving or what have you. And they say it's because of the steel and the aluminum tariffs. But my question to you is, you know, we've had another steel mill start up again, which means that Americans are back to work. I don't quite understand this. In my simple mind, and that's what I love about you, is you always put it in plain simple English for us. Either we import the steel from Europe or wherever, or we create the steel here. I mean, what's the difference, and why shouldn't we put Americans to work with the steel and aluminum industry here in this country?
Well, let's look at some facts here. The environment we live in today is so different than 15, 20 years ago. I think you'd agree with that.
Oh, yeah.
But there's some flawness that's going on, and we're trying to go make America go back and the world go back into the box. You know, the baby came out of the womb. You can't get this baby back in. And that's the reality of this. That's where I part ways with President Trump. we live in a different era, and you can't put us back in the era, unfortunately, as much as we all would like it. I would like it too, but the system globally has evolved, and I'm not a globalist, so don't, you know, tune me out to what I'm trying to say. Companies now manufacture things in other countries. I mean, there is companies that manufacture, countries that manufacture things in our country that brings jobs to our country. I mean, there is so much of that going on. Mm-hmm. And yet, if we want to put the shoe on the other foot, we're doing the same thing. I mean, look at Apple. Apple's making a lot of phones in China.
Right.
Are we going to be able to stop that? No, because that's the environment we live in. I mean, General Motors, an American company, makes a lot of cars abroad. And those cars don't sell in the U.S. markets. They sell in those broad markets. So Harley-Davidson is either going to have to evolve and change with this environment, and that's all this is what it's about, in my opinion, or they die. Because the U.S. market, which is their largest market, is shrinking. 147,000 hogs they sold in the U.S. market last year. But it's a shrinking market. It's tapped out. The emerging markets or countries are China, are Europe. Europe is number two, and it's around 16,000 hogs were sold there last year. And so to stay current and continue to employ people in America, and because what they're doing is they make the engine here and they put it all together in another country like Brazil. There's other countries, they already have manufacturing facilities in Brazil, Australia, India, and Thailand. But the biggest emerging market is Europe. And so to compete on a national level, they want to start building bikes in Europe on a larger level. They want to actually develop a plant there. So this is where President Trump doesn't like this. But they have to do this, otherwise they're going to be like General Electric and die. Their debt structure will take them over, and so this is no different than what President Trump does. He builds hotels in other countries.
You know, you'll find out more about what's going on in the markets in China. Yeah, I guess that's a Trump connection, right? He's built in China. I found it. I'm Joe Messina, your host. We'll be back in a few minutes.
Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. readytoeatbacon.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, they're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
I'm Robin Walensky with the very latest on the Maryland newspaper shooting. Police now say it was a targeted attack.
He entered the building with a shotgun, and he looked for his victims as he walked through the lower level.
Police in Annapolis, Maryland say the gunman used his shotgun to blow out glass and get into the newsroom full of employees, but he walked the floor looking for certain people. He killed five. Police say the gunman also armed with canisters of smoke grenades.
The shooter is in custody and being interrogated at this time.
Now, as for the super quick police response, Maryland Governor Republican Larry Hogan says officers on scene in 60 seconds.
Our emergency response team did an incredible job. The fact that they responded within 60 seconds, I want to give serious praise to Anne Arundel County and the city of Annapolis.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-204-2650 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-204-2650. Again, 800-204-2650.
They travel from world to world, making everyone stupid in order to wipe out all thought in the universe.
Wipe out all thought?
I think it's dirty politics.
They're like flying television.
Welcome back to The Real Side with Joe Messina.
To the Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5562. You know what day it is, right? You know what we like to talk about, and I can't wait, because I want to get my hands on your wallet.
We're back with our buddy David Fisher, CEO of Landmark Capital. Always appreciate his time with us. And like I said, I'm not kidding when I say it, plain, simple English, easy for me to understand, should be easy for you to understand. And look, nobody's... You can't be an expert at everything. So, you know, if you're an electrician, you're driving down the road, you're thinking about your finances, you're thinking about how to you know, take care of your family, how to shore up your finances, you can't just open up a book and start reading. You need to go to the experts. You do it for your cars. You do it for your I hope you do it for your dental work. You need to do it for your finances as well. David Fisher is the CEO of Landmark Capital, and I always appreciate the time that he spends with us and helps us work through some of these issues. We were talking about Harley's move to maybe to Europe or wherever, and matter of fact, they're not moving. Let's be clear, David. They're not moving the whole plant and taking everything there. It's just opening up another plant like they would here in this country, right?
Just like Apple is doing, just like all these other countries. I mean, just to put it into perspective, 147 bikes were made and created in the United States and sold within the United States. This year, Europe was 45,000, Asia was 30,000, Canada was 10,000, Latin America was 9,500. But the U.S. sales are down 12%, and we can't expand it. I mean, Harley's done a phenomenal job prior to last year. And you look at all the commercials, all the motorcycles, the whole Harley movement in America. They want to do the same movement across the world. If you were a businessman, you'd want to do the same thing, too. It's called smart business. Don't be stuck in one small fishing pond. Get your product across the world. Sure. And the demand is greater across the world, and they're just trying to open up, because if they stay with internal, they'll die.
Yeah. No, I get it. From a business standpoint, I see it. Let me ask you the question that I know you don't have an answer to, because I haven't, nobody's had an answer to this. If you do, you're the man. You know what I'm saying? You know, Americans want cheap prices. Let's just be honest about it. When you talk about the Apple products, you know, I've seen numbers. When you talk about the iPhone 10, which was $1,000, think about that. It was made in China for $1,000. I've read articles that say that thing would have sold for at least twice as much if we tried to make it in this country. Can we keep cheap pricing but still keep Americans working? Is that possible?
Well, that's the tug of war that we're fighting, and this is why countries evolve. This is also why countries go into debt further, too. So, unfortunately, we're fighting a battle that's an uphill battle, and this is why, you know, when President Trump, and I don't want to make this political today, and I'm throwing stones at President Trump. I support him in so many different areas, but I cross hairs with him when it comes to this topic we're talking about, because we have a higher dollar. I mean, China, they're killing their currency to make a statement to the United States. I mean, their currency is 9 times lower than the U.S. dollar. It is. We can't compete dollar on a currency level with China, and we certainly can't compete on a wage level with China. Do we want to do that? No, Americans like our lifestyle. People are moving into America. America is the greatest country on earth financially and many other areas topic-wise, but it's also a challenge when it comes to having what you call a trade imbalance. We are going to have a trade imbalance, and ironically, most of the products are made out of China, which creates the biggest amount of trade imbalance. So getting that thing down $200 billion from $357 billion last year is a belief that will probably never happen. It's just, it will actually destroy the economy in the United States in trying to do this, because people are going to vote with their money. And when the Dow drops like it's done, and we'll talk about that in a second, people are going to say enough is enough. I don't want to play this game. But the administration does understand this, because if we look at what happened on Friday we broke through major support levels, which I want to make sure we touch base on that today. Because that's a really strong, important topic that is being talked about. But so the armed guards, came out. Steve Mnuchin and Peter Navarro, and you know, Steve Mnuchin said, you know, on recently, oh, that's all fake news on what we're going to do with China. I don't know where they got that idea. And he's reporting to plans that we're going to impose more restrictions on Chinese investments, which is what was announced back in May, ironically, frustration. And now they're saying we're not going to do that. And here's why. Because Friday, the Dow, which is our biggest component in stocks, dropped through a 200-day moving average, which is a major support, which is red light warning sign, warning Will Rogers, don't. This market could go down 1,000 or 2,000 points here real easily. And so the cavalry came out. Mnuchin said, that's just fake news. We're not going to do that. They backed away. Because Monday, the markets opened up. They didn't do well either. They've been flat every day since. I'm referring to the Dow. So this is on the verge of a breakdown, and that's not what the Trump administration wants. I don't want that. You don't want that. Nobody wants that. So this is why, you know, when we say, oh, we have a lot of bullets in our gun, well, here's one bullet they don't want to shoot, because it will cause the markets to deteriorate. Sure. So this is why they backed away from this trade war as far as the rhetoric of it.
Well, you know, you look at this stuff, the biggest problem I have, I was in technology for almost 20 years, 22 years, and I look at this stuff and I go, the biggest problem I ever had with China, it cost me a whole bunch of money, was intellectual property theft. I mean, there's no other term for it. We've never been able to reel them in, we've never been able to make it hurt for them. How do we fix something like that, David? Can we?
Not through a trade war, because that's like... that's not the mechanism to get them to stop stealing our technology. Well, first of all, you only can steal it if you give it to them.
Right.
This is called the technology transfer, is what the term is called, where if we want to go build a manufacturing facility that's in the technology industry, we have to divulge the technology to the Chinese. And that's what I support President Trump in. I believe he's 100% right. China should bring down their barrier that we should not have to share our technology secrets with China to build a technology plan to distribute technology in China. That's where President Trump is 100% right. But what does that got to do with Canada? What has that got to do with the EU? What has that got to do with trying to get the trade deficit down with China at, you know, down $200 billion? Those things don't relate. That's where the problem is. That, what does that got to do with Harley Davidson? That has nothing to do with any of that. That's where I think the administration is being more political on what they campaigned upon. We're going to get the trade deficit down and erase to zero. That is an impossible thing unless you're going to lower the lifestyle of Americans. So it's just they're putting two and two together, and it's not equating into four. It's some other weird number.
Let's move on to, you know, you warned us that all this was going to happen, you know, the back and forth between China and the U.S. If this is President Trump, you know, overstating or you know, over negotiating to get what he really wants, how long does this go on? How long can we handle it?
I think we're just seeing the start of it. Unfortunately, fortunately, yet unfortunately, we have a very type A personality of a president that works great in the art of negotiating, but maybe not internationally and maybe not in politics to a certain extent at the level that it looks like it's going to go to. There's a huge Trump supporter, I can't remember the person's name to give him credit, on Fox News, saying this thing could go on for a couple of years and become very bloody. And he completely supports President Trump in this. My dad has already taught me, never try and prove the point to win a war and lose, and to win the battle and lose the war. And that's what we got to look at the bigger picture. Yeah, we need to expand our trade, but is it worth it losing trillions of dollars in the stock market and causing a recession? Because that's where this will go if this thing ratchets it up. And we haven't got to that level. July 6th is when 301 tariffs will be put on America by China, and there's no backing off. China has cut their reserves, $700 billion recently, unleashed reserves, $700 billion, by cutting their interest rate a half of a point while our Fed is raising rates and tightening. So they're loosening monetary in China to as a massive weapon against the United States. They're also cutting their currency and slashing it, which actually creates the deficit, trade deficit, even bigger.
More with David Fisher after the break. Don't go far. You need to know what to do with your money. Go get the coffee cans. I'll tell you how to bury them later. We'll be right back.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at HBExtract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's HBExtract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-910-5936. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-910-5936. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-910-5936. 1-800-910-5936.
With uncertain times in the United States, it's only prudent to consider storing precious metals in a safe place outside of our borders. At Miles Frank Limited, we have done just that for you. Partnered with the most respected storage company in the industry, Miles Frank Limited is proud to offer the only fully insured private safe deposit box system in North America, held in Vancouver and Toronto. Send us your previously purchased precious metals, or have one of our brokers help you purchase something new. Questions? Please call one of our experienced brokers at 866-485-4346. Solid foundational storage partnered with the most respected name in security. That's Miles Franklin Limited. Celebrating our 29th year in business without ever receiving a customer complaint. Call us at 866-485-4346. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Limited, a name you can trust.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
I can't make up my mind. I haven't got a brain. Only straw.
How can you talk if you haven't got a brain?
I don't know. But some people without brains do an awful lot of talking, don't they?
Yes, I guess you're right.
All right. Listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Need I say more? I'm back with David Fisher, CEO of Landmark Capital. Always get so much information from him. And you need to give him a holler, 844-715-7311. For those who take me literally, I don't mean yell at the man. I mean pick up the phone, call his company, 844-715-7311. Get informed, get engaged. I don't care whether it's your money, it's politics, taking care of your family. You got to have some information on how to do it, all right? So give him a call or head over to landmarkgold.com. That's landmarkgold.com. David, I always enjoy when you're on the show with me, and
Let's hit the stock. You know, stocks have pulled back a bit. You know, what should people be doing with their money right now? What should they be doing to make sure that they ride through maybe some temporary bumps here or maybe some long-term bumps?
Well, you have to ask yourself, would I buy more at this level? If the answer is no, then you should sell some, because every time you hold something, whatever that is, in an investment, you are a buyer every day until you become a seller. So let's look at the Dow. What most people are not seeing is the Dow broke through a huge support level. It's called the 200-day moving average. And the Dow has been above that level for 501 days. That's the third longest streak in the history of the Dow. To put it into perspective, the Dow, the previous streaks were the second largest was when we had it stop on 1987 called Black Monday. And that was a 652-day run, and the longest one was stopped on 1956 for a 715-day stretch. So what happens typically when any market drops below a 200-day moving average, then the market drops maybe not the next day or the next week, but soon thereafter the market drops quite a bit percentage-wise and goes into what you call a bear market. So the Dow just broke through that on Friday, down falling 328 points. And remember, I've been saying on your station, your radio station, on your program, that the Dow support level is trading in a 1,600-point range. 24,300 is the bottom of the level. That's the 200-day moving average. We're now at 24,100 points in the Dow. So we're below this support level by a couple hundred points. So that being said, you have to ask yourself, what will be the likelihood of us having a trade war, or is this just all of a sudden going to go away? Most people don't think this is going to just go away because they're not even close to having an agreement yet, China and the United States. So therefore, the volatility is leaning towards the downside, yet they're putting lipstick on the pig saying, wait a second, we should be booming here because we have corporate earnings at 25%. Well, obviously that's not the yardstick anymore. That is the important thing that causes the Dow to go up. And I'm using the Dow as an example. The NASDAQ and the S&P are a little bit different, but it's the same fundamental, except for one of the indexes actually has done very well and has not broke through a support level. But usually when one breaks, they all break. I mean, look at what happened in 2007. So if I told you back in September that the Dow was going to hit a peak in January and be down greater than 10% from that peak and still not recovered 6 months later, with everything that was going on last year, I would have been literally crucified and said, you're insane. But that's exactly what I said on your program and many other national programs. I said, be careful. The market is overvalued, is getting ahead of itself, and it's showing signs of a bubble that it might correct a small correction of 10%. And it's done that. I'm making another prediction. It's coming out in a newsletter today. They can go to my website and sign up for it. Another 10% correction, unfortunately, is coming. Will it be next week, next month? I'm not putting a timeline to it. I'm going to say sometime this year, but at the latest, the first quarter next year. And there's another prediction I'm putting in there that's going to happen in a couple of years. You're going to have to get the newsletter to hear that. But I also cite 8 previous predictions that I've already talked about that came to pass that I said on your national radio program and many other national radio programs, and also on TD Ameritrade, which I'm now a spokesperson for regularly. I think we're going to see some more problems coming forth. You have to diversify in this market. Get some money in cash would be my buy. Get some money in gold. Gold has dropped too, but it's at a support level, or 2% from a support level. And that support level is much stronger than what the one that the Dow went through here. So I think we're You know, it's just like the same thing. If I would have told you when gold was 252 in 1999, October of that year, to buy gold, a lot of people said, you're crazy, because the Wall Street Journal that day said gold has lost its luster. It was the very bottom of the market.
You know, I had a friend of mine, he's still a friend of mine, he's a broker, a financial manager, and told me several times not to buy gold when it was under $400. And right now I make him pay for dinner because all the money he lost, you know, for me. So anyway.
You know, when gold was under $400, I heard the same thing. When gold was at, broke through $500, the media came out and said it'll never breach the previous high, which is 800,
right,
back in 1980. It blew through 800. When it got to be $1,000, or 950, it'll never go through the psychological barrier of $1,000. It breezed through that. I can tell you again, and the media is pretty much 99% wrong when it comes to gold. And it's high gold, you know, ironically, gold's highly outperformed stocks. I mean, that's in the last 18 years. And it's getting ready for a major boom. I don't say that because I'm a gold company. It sounds self-serving. If you don't want to believe me, look at some of the fundamentals we've been talking about.
Yeah.
And it's pretty obvious there's going to be some sort of problem coming in the next 2 years, and that's going to drive people to gold. Right now, there's just so much uncertainty. All markets are taking the hit. They just don't know what to do. But this will all pan out, and we're going to get on the other side of this. You're going to see higher prices in gold, much higher prices.
Interesting. Well, you know, it's funny. If you tuned in late, you can pick up the podcast after the show. You know, a dozen ways to get the show. I went through some of David's predictions in the very first segment, you know, to set things up and let you know. You've got people out there screaming, you know, you see these commercials, quick, buy silver, quick, buy gold, quick, you know, buy whatever. You really got to get in touch with people that you know, that you trust, and that are not in it for the almighty dollar. I know David's in it for much more than that. Just talk with the guy. He even gives you an 800 number, you know, old-fashioned 844-715-7311, 844-715-7311, and get informed, get engaged. So look, at the minimum, David, I'm sitting here with a few bucks in the bank. I got some bucks in stocks. I have a little equity in my home. What do you do to stay safe? What should one do to protect their dollars?
Get your debt under control.
Oh, that's it. I'm done.
That's the first thing. Before you invest, think about that. If stocks are moving up average 7% a year, and they're not doing that this year, they're going to probably, like I said, the market's doing exactly what I said in January it's going to do, and it's doing that. I mean,
right,
it's just going to be very volatile, and the Dow's not going to have double-digit returns this year. And we're down 3%, 4% in the Dow. So get your debt under control, because if your debt on a credit card is 21%, it doesn't make sense to invest in a market that's going to give you, in a healthy, normal environment, averaging 7% a year over a 50-year return. So get your debt under control, because rates are only going to go up and make that debt more manageable. That's the first and foremost thing. Am I saying paying off your home? No, because that's a fixed environment of your debt structure being 3 or 4%, so that doesn't make sense. You got to have a tax write-off while we still got that. They might take that away here in the near future. So, but if you can't pay off your home, great. But I'm saying before, that's not necessarily a plan to as wise to pay off your home before you invest.
Right.
So keep your home. Don't be real estate heavy, because we are seeing some signs of some problems in real estate, maybe not even close to the level of 2007 again, but they are there. Get your debt under control. Don't have all your money in stocks. Don't have all your money in gold. That would be so unwise to do. Just as unwise, even more so unwise, to have all your money in paper indexes, paper markets. Get some money sidelined in the cash. I know Warren Buffett says cash is the worst thing to hold. Yeah, well, tell that to people in 2008 when they didn't have the money to liquidate. Cash became king at that point. And if we move towards that type of environment, which I think we're going to, get my newsletter, you'll see why, cash is going to be king again. But right now, you got to be a contrarian. Go against the nonsense. Because, you know, here's an easy way of understanding.
You want to hear the rest of it? Guess what you got to do?
go grab the podcast. You know how to get a hold of him, though. It's the same thing, right? 855-713-8411, 855-713-8411 if you want to get a hold of David. Thanks for being with me. Always appreciate the time that you spend with us here on The Real Side. Have a great rest of the day. God bless. And don't do anything stupid. You know what I'm saying?